Hello everyone, my name is Athena and welcome back to Let's Talk Disability, a podcast focusing on a range of disabilities from autism to dyspraxia to ADHD. I talk about the lot. In today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about difficulties understanding tone and body movements and gestures that many autistics or even dyspraxics per se may have difficulties understanding or relating to themselves. Now, like always, I'm going to be telling you some examples from my childhood, my adulthood, of where these have affected me, and mainly just talking about it in general, also get a general sense of it. So, without further ado, let's get on with the podcast. Now, as a whole, I think the English language is pretty strange. Apparently, it's quite hard to learn for a lot of foreigners because of the hidden meanings and sentences, the sarcasm, certain gestures that we do. And when I was looking up that online, I was thinking that can equate to a lot of autistic people as well, or possibly dyspraxics. We miss sarcasm, certain facial expressions might go over our head, the tone. We may not understand it, or we may understand it in a way that wasn't intended or missed the punchline of a joke. Doing some research, I found that autistic people can process the information, but we can't comprehend it in the correct scenario. So we might comprehend it as face value. So if someone says to us in a sarcastic way, "Oh, your hair's quite nice today," when in reality they might mean that our hair is a little bit messy and we just need to sort it out. But our brain will maybe take it on face value and think, "Oh my goodness, they think my hair's really nice today. What a nice compliment." And we don't really see it. I mean, some of us may see it because I know from personal experience, I've studied a lot of the body language of neurotypicals and I've just got a sense of what they're like. So sometimes I can understand sarcasm and be like, wait, that wasn't very nice. That was intended to be rude. But other times it goes over my head. So I want to talk about some examples of when that has happened to me, and we can see if anybody else relates or whether you relate to this. So an example that comes to my head, and I talk about it a lot on the podcast about doing the dishwasher. I always forget to do the dishwasher. It's my job to do the dishwasher and I always forget it. And sometimes my dad, when I come in, he says, "Oh, Athena, you've done a nice job at doing the dishwasher. And he knows full well I haven't done the dishwasher. I know I haven't done the dishwasher, but it was just very confusing because I'm thinking, I haven't done the dishwasher. How have I done a good job at doing the dishwasher? And then one way or another, whether he tells me, someone else tells me, or I work it out, I realize, oh, it was a joke. Which I don't really like them sort of jokes. I'd rather just people get to the point, because I have to have a lot of thinking, like, was that intended? Or did he think I did the dishwasher and he's trying to pull with me? I don't know whether to feel happy or whether to feel concerned. I wish sometimes he just reminded me, but then at the same time, if you remind me, the RSD comes in, but if you don't remind me, I just feel down. It's a really double-edged sword. I don't know where to go from this, but I would rather people didn't use sarcasm or shift their tone. But my dad's okay. He doesn't mean it in any ill intent. I think another one is when people go, "Well, that's just fantastic," when they're just frustrated or something's gone wrong. And I'm thinking, it wasn't fantastic. Or sometimes I just completely misread the tone and I'm thinking, maybe it was a great thing. It didn't seem like a great thing, but maybe it was fantastic. Or if I don't even know the situation, I will start talking about the good things and then they're like, "Athena, it wasn't a happy situation." I picked up when people say, "Well, that was great." It wasn't that great. Because now I think if someone's aesthetically happy, then that means they're happy. That means it's went really well. But then on the other hand, say, you know, people come in and they've had good news and they pretend that, oh, it went really bad. But they're like trying to pretend that it's bad just so when it's good, they can surprise you. And they're like, "Oh my God, it's amazing. It's amazing." And then they're like, "I tricked you. You thought it was bad, but it wasn't." Them sort of things really overstimulate me. I know I'm going going on a little bit of a curve, them sort of things. I can't distinguish between someone having the tone of sadness and then someone all of a sudden being like, I'm happy now. That really overstimulates me, and I honestly just have to go have a lie down, be in my room on my own, because I go from just having a sad emotion just about happy in like 5.2 seconds. But also I get confused when people don't really understand my tone as a flip side. So I get confused when other people speaking, but then when people get confused on me speaking and I'm either really, really excited and they go, say to me, please don't shout, or can you just calm down a little bit, or there's no need for that tone. Sometimes I get all of these and I'm thinking, what have I done? Literally, the way I'm thinking in my brain and sometimes the way people react to me are two completely different things. My boyfriend says he's nailed it on the head where he can understand what I'm saying and what I'm meaning are two different things, and he doesn't take what I'm saying literally, which is nice. He sort of like listens to the words and sort of ignores the tone that goes with it, unless the context matches the tone. But yeah, that's another thing which frustrates me a little bit, how people can misread my tone and I can't really control it. So yeah, that was the final example. I really hope you enjoyed this podcast and just a few examples are from me talking about tone and misinformation from my point of view and talking about it scientifically in general. So I really hope you related to some of this or possibly knew someone who might relate to this. So yeah, thank you so much for listening to my podcast, and make sure to come back next week on Monday for the next episode. I'll see you then. Bye.